Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to our hour of prayer. We are here every Tuesday night during the season, 7:30 hour. As people begin to come in, we're going to pray and seek God's face in these moments. So I will begin. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. The effectual prayers of the righteous availeth much. Father, in your Son Jesus' name, we thank you for your day you have made. Lord, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, come, let us go into the house of the Lord. Lord, we thank you for the power of prayer and the prayer of faith tonight. We thank you in your word that you told us to pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. So right now, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, that name which is above every name, that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that you are Lord. So, Father, in your Son Jesus' name, we thank you, hallelujah, for your anointing that destroys and breaks yokes tonight. We thank you that our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what you're going to do for those who are seeking your face in this hour. So, Lord, we thank you that with two or more gathered, you be in the midst. And right now, we thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. You said in your word that the Holy Ghost shall come upon us, and we shall receive power. So we thank you that we're praying with power tonight. We thank you that we're praying with authority tonight. We thank you that we're praying and making a difference tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you, glory be to God, for your word. Your word will not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which you sent it to do. Your word in the 107th Psalm says, you sent your word, and they were healed. So right now, we're praying according to your word. Your word says we are above and not beneath. Your word says we shall be the lender and not the borrower. Your word says the first shall be, the last shall be first. The word says we are the top and not the bottom. So your word, Lord, says blessed is the man and woman that does not walk into the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, nor stand in the way of sinners, but our delight, and that's why we're praying tonight, our delight is in the word of the Lord. And those of us who meditate on that word day and night, you want us to be like that tree planted near streams of living waters, and whatever we do shall prosper. And in due season, you said we shall reap. So right now, Father, we thank you for planting us. We thank you for allowing us to be rooted in this hour.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to God. You told us to stand and to do all that we can do to stand until. So, Lord, we thank you and we magnify your name. We thank you for the ability to stand in this hour, in these last and evil days. We thank you for the ability to put on our whole armor of God and fight the good fight of faith. We thank you, hallelujah, for the blood of Jesus, that you gave us power and authority through the blood.
Yes, God.
So we thank you, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
For the name of Jesus. You told us to pray in that name, because that name has power. That name carries authority. That name has ability.
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you for the name. We thank you for the name which is above every name. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that thou art Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for those who are sick.
Yes,
who are listening, Lord, glory to God, who are looking this way for prayer. We're praying for even the members of New Creation, Sister Tyra McCray.
Yes.
Father God, heal her young body in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Full recovery, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you for a speedy recovery in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
All those looking this way for prayer, Lord, we thank you, glory be to God, for those who need a healing in their body.
Yes,
we thank you that you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace, glory be to God, was laid upon you. And by your stripes, your word says we are healed. So, Lord, allow us to believe that tonight. Allow us to believe your word tonight. Allow us not to be double-minded in this hour. You said we'll have whatsoever we shall say. And right now, Lord, I thank you for everyone who is prosperous, who is on the line tonight. I thank you for everyone who is more than a conqueror, who is on the line tonight.
Yes.
I thank you that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us tonight. I thank you, glory be to God, that all things are working together for our good. So, Lord, we thank you that we pray the word because we believe the word. I thank you for your word, Lord. I thank you for bringing it back to the believer's heart tonight. I thank you that no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper because it's not hype, but it's according to your word. It's not our opinion, but it's according to your word. It's not a wishful thinking or just a false, empty desire, but it's according to your word. And you said this is the confidence that we have, that if we pray anything according to your word, this is the confidence, and this is the assurance, and this is the certainty that we walk away with, that you hear our prayers. And if we know if you hear us, we have what we petition from you tonight.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we pray for new creation, the kingdom church.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for those who find it not robbery to call in tonight, to say, I want to be a part of that. People who are fervent in prayer. Oh, Lord, there's so much going on in our day. So much promiscuity. So much, Lord, lust and lewdness going on. So much waywardness going on. But, Lord, we're going to pray. We're going to pray for you to turn our economic situation around. We're going to pray that you give us the strength to live holy and to live godly. We're going to pray in this hour, Lord, that you give us the ability to get wealth and come out of poverty tonight. Your word says you became poor that we might be made rich.
Yes.
So, Lord, we're looking to be rich. We're looking to come up out of poverty. We're looking, Lord, to have the wealth of the wicked that's been laid up for us. We're looking, hallelujah, glory be to God, for the windows of heaven to be open and for you to pour us out a blessing so big that we cannot receive it. I declare and decree, Lord, through the power of prayer, that we are homeowners and we do own land. We do own property. We do have the title and the deed. We have ownership. We, Father God, in the name of Jesus, through your word, we inherit the things of this world because we are your children, co-heirs with Jesus. And the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein.
Thank you.
So, Lord, we thank you for the power tonight.
Yes, God.
We thank you for the desire to pray tonight. Thank you for new creation, Lord. Those people that found it, Father God, are not just a desire, but a mandate on their lives to pray for those who can't pray tonight. We're praying for those who are incarcerated.
Yes.
We're praying for all of those who are hospitalized. We're praying for all of those who are homeless tonight.
Yes,
we're praying for the backslider. Glory be to God. We are praying for the addict tonight. Glory be to God. We are praying for the prostitute. Glory be to God. We are praying for that one who is depressed and suicidal tonight. We are praying that you break the yoke off of their minds right now. We are praying that you break every bondage, every stronghold in the name of Jesus. Every familiar spirit, Lord, that's haunting your church. So, Lord, as we continue in prayer tonight,
hallelujah.
We say, Lord, have your way.
Have your way, God.
Hallelujah. Have your way.
Thank
in
you,
the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Have your way.
Thank you,
so at this time, we're going to continue to pray.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to ask at this time if you would announce yourself. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Prophetess, if you're on the line tonight, hallelujah. Can you continue to pray in the name of Jesus?
I'm sorry, Pastor. Can you give me like 5 minutes? I'm on my way in the house.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
So I'm driving. Okay.
Thank you. Praise God. Is there anybody else from New Creation on the line tonight that's willing to pray right now until the prophet is getting in position?
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on tonight. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we just thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love, oh God. Hallelujah. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Lord, we seek your face as a deer panteth after the waters. So our souls are longing after you, oh God. Lord, we're just seeking you, Father God, and we're just seeking your face. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for your presence. You said, with two or more gathered in your name, that you will be in our presence, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for your hand being upon us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your, Father God, your Holy Ghost, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for your presence on this phone line, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are worthy. Hallelujah. There is none like you, Lord. And we just magnify your name on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for those who are listening, Father God. We thank you those for those who have gathered themselves with us on today, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your precious Holy Ghost, for your precious Spirit, oh God, resting with us on this phone line as we come together on one accord. Oh God, we say, have your way. Let your will be done, oh God, on earth as you have already established it in heaven, oh God. Lord, we pray for those, oh God, who are, Father God, assembling themselves together on tonight, God. We pray for those, hallelujah, who are yet to come, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are worthy, hallelujah, and we magnify your name on tonight, God. We pray for those, oh God, coming into the chat room, and even those, oh God, who will listen by way of archives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name on tonight, God. Oh, Lord, we love you tonight, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. Hallelujah. We worship you tonight, God. We worship you. Hallelujah. You're worthy, oh, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for those who are sick and shedding on tonight, God, those who are, Father God, even recovering, oh God, from attacks against their bodies, oh God, we thank you that by your stripes we are healed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that by your stripes we are healed. So, Lord, we pray for Gregory Carter, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the praise report that has come from his lips, oh God, that by your stripes he is healed, oh God, as he continues to stand in faith, as he continues to believe on you, as he continues, oh God, to look towards heaven, knowing that his help cometh from you, oh God. So, Lord, we just praise you and we magnify your name on tonight, God. We just thank you, Lord, for regulation of blood cells, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for cleansing out his blood, oh God. We come against contamination, oh God, of his blood, oh God. We come against cancer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We drop every cancer cell in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for wisdom of the doctors, even as they, Father God, do what they do, even as they, Father God, perform the medical procedures, oh God, that you will lead their hand, that you will be with them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Tina Lane's mother, Rosetta. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you for your hand upon her life, even as she is in the hospital, oh Lord, and her blood cell count is going up, oh God. We just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for miraculous healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you are able, that you are able to do all things but fail, God. We believe in you and we trust in you, God, and we seek your face on tonight, God, more so than your hand, oh God. We are seeking your face, God, because we know if we can have your presence, if we know if you are with us, that there is no thing that will be lacking in our lives, Lord. So we lift up, oh God, those who have been diagnosed as sick on tonight, God. We lift up those who have gone through surgery on tonight. We lift up Tara McCrae to you on today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for speedy, miraculous healing, that you are touching her body, God, that you are, Father God, aha, oh God, hallelujah, mending everything, oh God, that was under attack, oh God, that you're bringing everything into regularity, oh God, that you are bringing total restoration in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for deceleration of the pain, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for your hand upon her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up Evangelist Elizabeth Page, God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon her life. Even, Father God, that growth, oh God, that was growing on her neck, oh God, we break it up and we dissolve it through the supernatural realm in the name of Jesus, knowing, Lord, that you are able to do all things but fail, God. You are able, Lord, and we just praise you on today. Lord, we worship you on today. Lord, we magnify your name on today. Lord, we glorify your name on today. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God. You are worthy. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just praise you on today, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you today. You are what matters to us. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, so many years ago, God, that the blood still has power, oh God, that the blood will never lose its power, that that blood is still cleansing, that blood is still saving, the blood is still purging, the blood of Jesus is still bringing us out of the kingdom of darkness and bringing us into the kingdom of your marvelous light, God. We thank you for the spiritual translation, oh God, that you have translated us from darkness into light, God, and we just praise you on today, God. You are worthy. Hallelujah. We thank you. We come against the spirit of sabotage and confusion in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we know, God, that the devil is lurking, oh God, trying to even attack this prayer line. But Lord, we just thank you that we have set our hearts to pray, God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we lay aside, oh God, all our routine tasks, oh God, and we come together on one accord. Lord, we just thank you that no weapon formed against your people can prosper, but we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, and we are moving forcefully forward, God. The kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on today, God. Hallelujah. Even as my husband continues to go through the prayer list just before, hallelujah, we begin to open up the phone lines for other prayers and prayer requests, God. We just ask, Lord, that you will continue to meet us here on this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you tonight. We ask that your Holy Spirit will overtake each and every person that is signed in, that is tuned in, that is called in, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let your anointing flow over this prayer line, and we just praise you on today. You alone are worthy. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we continue to lift up the prayer request tonight, the Singletary and McCray family, in the name of Jesus. Lord, be with them in this season. Hallelujah. Comfort all those, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that need your comfort. Lord, we pray for the Simmons, Louis Simmons and Michael Simmons, Kayla Simmons. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Marcus and Justin Hakita. Father God, the children, Lord, we pray right now, Father God, that you minister to them and their needs. Praying for Rashida Thomas and Keon Thomas, in the name of Jesus. The Tillery family down in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Sister Carmen, Sister April, Richard. Father God, we pray, Father God, Prophet Terrell Turner, all those looking this way for prayer, the Green family in the name of Jesus, the Page family, the children and grandchildren, we pray right now, Father God, those looking this way for prayer. Hallelujah. You said in your word, Lord, that if your people who are called by your name, if they would humble themselves, that's what we're doing tonight. We're humbling ourselves. We're stopping our busy lives, and we're taking time out to tune in to a remnant, Lord, that's praying and seeking your face, being on one accord tonight, because you said with two or more, after touch and agree, we shall have what we say. And right now, Lord, we thank you for your peace, which surpasses all understanding. We thank you that everyone sick will be, Father God, fully healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those who are poor in spirit, even poor, Lord, in other areas of life shall be made rich in this hour. We thank you those who are burdened and heavy laden. Father God, you would lift the heavy burdens off of the yoke of your people in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Apostle Tanya Blunt and Timmy Blake, the Jackson family, Renee and Michael down in North Carolina. Father God, we thank you for the Carter family in the name of Jesus. All those looking this way for prayer, Lord. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we're going to continue to pray. You told us, could we not pray for 1 hour? So, Lord, we're going to look to the hills, which cometh our help tonight. Our help comes from you.
Yes, Lord.
So we're praying, Lord. We're crying out to you tonight.
Yes, God.
We are allowing our supplications to be sent up to glory. You said, make our prayers and our supplications known with thanksgiving. So, Lord, we have a grateful heart tonight. There's a spirit of thanksgiving on the line tonight. Lord, that's why we can come on behalf of other people. We can intercede tonight. Lord, we're not being selfish with our prayers tonight, but we're looking at our brothers and our sisters that are in need. Where we're praying for those who are weak. We're praying for those who are sick, Lord. We're praying for those who are in prison. So, Lord, we're going to pray. And we're going to move ourselves and our agendas aside, and we're going to care about our brothers and our sisters.
Hallelujah.
Because you said, for pray for one another that we might be healed.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, as we continue this prayer, our prophetess, I don't know if you're available right now.
Amen. Hello?
Angie Singletary, are you available to pray?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. You're coming through real good. So
okay.
If you can continue to pray.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you on this evening, O God. Lord, we praise your holy name, O God. We thank you for, O God, knowing that there is none like you, O God. We praise you for our life, health, and strength on today, O God. We thank you for the activity of our limbs today. We thank you for the blood that's running warm in our vein right now, O God. We thank you and praise you, O God, for allowing us to be clothed in our right minds, O God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, O God, hallelujah, for calling us onto prayer on today, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you for knowing that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, O God. And we thank you for knowing, O God, hallelujah, that this land is standing in need of healing, O God. It said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, O God, and pray, seek your face, and turn from their wicked ways, O God, hallelujah. You said that you would hear from heaven, O God, and that you would heal the land, O God. Lord, this land stands in the need of healing, O God. We, your people, stand in the need of healing, O God. We, your people, stand in the need of deliverance, O God, hallelujah. Lord, have your way in our lives, O God. Touch us, O God, one by one and name by name, O God, all over this land and country, O God, hallelujah. Our government needs prayer, O God, hallelujah. We thank you for our president on today, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you would just touch and minister to him, O God, and his family. We ask that you would just speak to his heart, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even as he's standing under pressure, O God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for knowing that. Hallelujah. That if he would humble himself before you, O God, if he would humble himself in your presence, O God. Hallelujah. He would hear a short word from you on today, O God. And we thank you, O God. Hallelujah. For opportunity to repent, O God. Hallelujah. Of wrongdoings, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you for an opportunity to repent, O God, of anything that we might have said or done that wasn't in line with your will and your way, O God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Help us not to bend under pressure, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us not to bend, O God, hallelujah, when the enemy is in our ear, O God. Help us not to bend, O God, hallelujah, when trials come our way, hallelujah. Help us not to bend, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, when things are overwhelming to us, O God. Help us to seek your godly counsel on today, O God, and not the counsel of man, O God, hallelujah. You told us not to put our trust in man, God, hallelujah, that man would fail us every time, O God. Hallelujah. Continue to have your way, O God. Hallelujah. Even with some of the decisions, O God, that our president have made, O God. Lord, we ask that you would just have your way, O God, in the man's life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you're able to turn his mind and his heart and his soul back to you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God. We thank you today, O God. Hallelujah. Bless those that are in leadership positions, O God. Hallelujah. That they might lead your people, O God, under your guidance on today, O God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, O God. Hallelujah. For giving your people an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to their church, O God. In the name of Jesus. Bless our government officials, O God, our counselors, O God, hallelujah, hallelujah, the councilmen, the councilwoman, O God, those that are standing in government positions, O God, leading the people, O God, help them not to lead them astray. Hallelujah. Yes, God, we thank you on today, O God. We ask that you would just continue to move, O God, in the midst of those that need healing on today, O God, continue to touch the bodies of your people, O God. We thank you for restoring Brother Corey's mom on today, O God, hallelujah, how she's making progress in her walking, O God, and her talking and her moving and her being, O God, hallelujah. We thank you for knowing that you're a strong deliverer on today, O God. We thank you, O God, hallelujah. Yes, God, that you have all power in your hand on today, O God. Continue to look on Alicia, hallelujah, how she goes through different things in her body, O God. But we thank you, O God, for allowing her to make her way out to the new creation Christian ministries, O God, hallelujah, to receive a prophetic word, O God, hallelujah, that she shall live and not die, O God, hallelujah, but to declare the works of the Lord, hallelujah. We thank thank you, oh God. We thank you for her life, oh God. We thank you for her daughters,
yes,
oh God, how you're making ways for them, oh God, how you're making provision, oh God, hallelujah. And we thank you for your hands being upon her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Continue to look on Overseer Alma Horn on today, oh God, hallelujah. Yes, God, hallelujah. How she might be down in body, oh God, but she's not down in spirit, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for encouraging your woman servant, oh God. We thank you for the yes praise that's in her mouth, oh God. We thank you for the yes praise that's in her lips, oh God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, against all odds, oh God, she's determined to praise you, oh God, against all odds, hallelujah. She's determined to bless your holy name, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for longevity, oh God. We thank you for long life for her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, strengthen her, hallelujah, when times come when she feels that no one is there. We thank you for knowing that you are there with her, oh God. You said that you would never leave her. You said that you would never forsake her, oh God. And we thank you for being her company, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, for being her strength. We thank you for being her way maker, oh God. We thank you for being her very present help in the time of trouble, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for Sister Antoinette's mom, oh God, even as she had both of her legs amputated, oh God. Yes, God, we ask that you would just touch her, oh God, move in her life, oh God. We ask that you would just root out, hallelujah, the seed of bitterness, oh God. That's amongst the siblings, oh God, hallelujah. Allow them to come together, oh God, hallelujah. Allow them to show forth love to one another, oh God, and to show forth love unto their mom one today, oh God. Continue to strengthen Antoinette, oh God, how she's standing in the gap, oh God, hallelujah, for the ungodly, those that don't know you, hallelujah. Continue to keep her encouraged, oh God. Continue to keep her uplifted, oh God, even in the midst of what she sees her mom going through, oh God, hallelujah. Her hope, oh God, her trust is in you, oh God. We ask that you would just continue to increase her faith on today. Lord, strengthen her where she's weak on today. Build her up where she may be torn down. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for knowing, oh God, that you're our help. You're her help and you're our help, oh God, hallelujah. You are the source of our strength. You're the strength of our life, oh God, hallelujah. Help us to yet give you praise, oh God, in all things, oh God. And we bless you on tonight, oh God. We thank you. We thank you for the opportunity to pray. We thank you for the opportunity to intercede on the behalf of others, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, we're coming not for ourselves, oh God, but we're interceding, oh God, hallelujah, on the behalf of those that are a little shaken in their faith, oh God. Those, hallelujah, that feel like, hallelujah, they can't come out. There's no way out, hallelujah. How we're standing before those, oh God, and praying, oh God, hallelujah, that you would strengthen our brothers and our sisters, oh God, hallelujah, and letting them know that no matter what it is that they're facing, oh God, that you're yet real. You're yet real, oh God, hallelujah, and that you can and you will deliver, oh God, hallelujah, according to your will, according to your way, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for encouraging the body of Christ, oh God. We thank you for leadership, oh God. We thank you for pastors, oh God, hallelujah, that are after your heart, oh God. Those that are leading your people, oh God. Those that have your heart, oh God, that are leading the people, oh God, hallelujah, with a pure heart, oh God, with a pure motive, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah, for allowing them to teach us, oh God, and to preach your word to us, oh God, hallelujah. Your word that's causing us to stand. Your word that's causing us to live. Your word that's causing us to remain encouraged, oh God. Your word that we receive, oh God, that causes us to be strengthened, oh God, hallelujah. And we praise you, oh God, for giving them strength not to give up, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for knowing that they are overcomers, oh God, hallelujah. They're more than conquerors, oh God, hallelujah. Why? Because they love you. They're more than conquerors, hallelujah, because they love you. Hallelujah, I seek you and that I all see you. Because, oh God, hallelujah, they deny themselves, oh God, not for themselves, oh God, but for your glory, hallelujah. Continue to bless leadership, oh God. Continue to bless, hallelujah, our pastors, hallelujah. Our Pastor Anthony, our Pastor Rebecca Simmons on today, oh God. Continue to bless, oh God, hallelujah. Pastor Nero and her congregation, oh God, hallelujah. Continue to bless, oh God. Pastor Mann, oh God, at First Mount Zion, hallelujah. Continue to bless those ministries that are opened in your name, those that are opened in your name, oh God, hallelujah, going about kingdom work, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for knowing, oh God, that everybody, hallelujah, is not, hallelujah, in this thing halfway, oh God, but we thank you for those that have a heart to lead your people, oh God, a heart to reach your people, how that they all seek you, that they all see you, and we thank you, oh God, for your compassion, hallelujah. We thank you for the love that you've given them, oh God, hallelujah, to handle the sheep, oh God, hallelujah, how they're delicate, oh God, that they all see you, hallelujah, how they're delicate, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. How do they all see you? Hallelujah. For showing them, oh God, how to minister to your people, oh God. Those that are standing, oh God. Hallelujah. With some serious issues, oh God. Those that are standing, oh God. Hallelujah. That are facing some serious things, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for teaching them how to handle your people in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. We thank you, O God, for the jewels, O God, hallelujah, that are preaching after our souls on today, O God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you today, O God. We thank you today, O God. We thank you. We thank you for every vision, O God, hallelujah. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, for everything that they have before you, O God, hallelujah. We thank you for knowing that you're not short of your word, O God. Your word is true, hallelujah. Your word is sure, hallelujah. Your word, you said, would not come back to your void, O God, hallelujah. And we thank you for everything that's been spoken, O God, over the ministry of new creation, O God, over the lives of our pastors, our leaders, hallelujah. We thank you for every word that's been spoken over our individual lives, O God, in the name of Jesus. We trust you. We believe you in spite of what the enemy tries to show, O God, hallelujah. We believe your report on today, your report of healing, your report of victory, O God, your report of deliverance, hallelujah. Thank you, God. We're striving, we're striving, we're striving for perfection on today, O God. Make us better. Make us over, God. Help us today. Help us. Help us today, O God. Help us today. Help us today, O God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Lord, I pray for my neighbor Ray on today. Hallelujah. Who's even going through in his finances on today. Lord, we ask that you would just increase and increase, O God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would just bless that man of God, hallelujah. Bless his family, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for knowing that the struggle, hallelujah, is not going to last always, oh God, hallelujah. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all they that dwell therein, hallelujah. We thank you today. We thank you.
Yes.
We thank you, oh God. We thank you. We thank you for your many blessings, oh God, hallelujah, that you have in store for us, oh God. And we bind up the enemy, oh God, and everything he's trying to hold up, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, you said that we will be prosperous, oh God, hallelujah. You said that you wish above all things that we will prosper, be in health. Oh God, we thank you for good health for today, oh God. We thank you for healing. Hallelujah. Yes, we thank you for prosperity. We thank you for finances, oh God, hallelujah, to do that what we need to do, oh God. And we thank you for being in good health, oh God. We speak it and we command it to be so, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in spite of what the enemy throws our way, oh God. We are the healed of the Lord. We are the blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for having us on your mind. Thank you for thinking about us, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. You have us in view. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for knowing that we're nothing without you, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your anointing, O God. We thank you for your glory. Hallelujah. We thank you for your displaying your glory in us. Yes, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for being real in our lives, O God. We thank you that you've allowed us to experience your glory. We thank you you've allowed us to experience healing, O God. You've allowed us to experience miracles. Hallelujah. Oh, God, not only for ourselves, but before our eyes, oh, God, hallelujah. We just thank you, oh, God, hallelujah, for being who you are. Strengthen us today, oh, God, hallelujah. If our relationship, oh, God, is not in place with you, Lord, we ask that you would just, oh, God, fix it. Hallelujah. Fix our relationship with you, oh, God. Hallelujah. Give us, oh, God, another chance, oh, God, another opportunity, oh, God, hallelujah, to get in your presence, oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you for knowing, oh, God, hallelujah. Yes, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy, O God. And we thank you, O God, hallelujah, for joy on today, O God. We thank you for peace on today in spite of, O God, hallelujah. Yes, God, hallelujah. Even in the midst, O God, of trying to have a heavy heart, O God, you said that you would give us the garment of praise, O God, for the spirit of heaviness on today, O God. We thank you for always bringing back to our remembrance something good you've done already. Hallelujah. Hey, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you for that when I think, oh, God, when I think about, oh, God, hallelujah, how you brought me out before, oh, God, that's enough to praise you for, hallelujah. We thank you for motivating us, oh, God, to praise you, hallelujah. Thank you for motivating us to worship you, oh, God. And we thank you for all of those that are tuned in, oh, God, hallelujah. Those that are called in, oh, God, minister to the needs of your people, oh, God. You know what we stand in the need of, hallelujah. You know, God, you know, and you're concerned about us, your people. You're concerned about us, oh, God, hallelujah. Yes, God, we thank you, hallelujah. Lord, we're thirsting after you. We're chasing after you. We're in pursuit of your glory, oh, God. We need more of you, oh, God, and less of us, hallelujah. We need more of you, God, hallelujah. We thank you for a fresh anointing, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for a fresh wind that you're blowing our way right now, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, for more power, oh God. Thank you for strength, oh God, on today. Continue to bless my sister Tina, oh God. Continue to strengthen her, God. Hallelujah. Hey, oh God. Yes, God, strengthen her, God. Keep her encouraged, oh God. Keep her spirit man built up. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you for building her up through the word, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for what you're doing in the life of her mom on today, oh God. She's in your hands. She's in your care. Hallelujah. And we bless you on today. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you for Minister Valerie, oh God. Bless your woman servant, oh God, in a special way. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Woman of great faith, oh God. Yes, God. Bless her, God. Bless her, son, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Do what you do best, oh God. Show yourself mighty. Continue to show yourself strong. Even in the midst of the naysayers, oh God. Even in the midst of those that don't believe, oh God. Oh, God, show yourself mighty, oh, God, in the life of Pastor Keisha Singletary, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, in the midst of the enemy, oh, God, hallelujah. Show yourself mighty, God. Show yourself strong, oh, God. Yes, God, another woman of great faith, oh, God. Hallelujah. Even when they feel no one is there, God, we thank you for knowing that you will never leave them. You will never forsake them. Oh, God, we're in good hands. Not with all state, oh God, but we're in good hands with you, Jesus. We're in good hands with you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for encouraging us to know that we're in your good care, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We praise you, oh God. We thank you for every opportunity, oh God, to lift up somebody that's standing in the need of prayer. Not that we have it all together, not that I have it all together. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for honoring our faithfulness, oh, God, to you. We thank you for being true intercessors, oh, God. Hallelujah. True watchmen on the wall, oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Continue to bless. Continue to have your way, oh, God, even throughout this prayer on tonight, oh, God. We thank you for somebody, oh, God, when they hang up the phone on tonight, their situation won't be the same, oh, God. When they hang up, oh, God, when they get off the line on tonight, oh, God, they will see that they can expect turnaround. They can expect change for the better. Oh, God, we love you. We love you tonight, oh, God. We praise you.
Yes.
I worship you, oh, God. I thank you for what you're doing in my niece Tara's life, oh, God. I thank you for the quick work that you're doing, oh, God. We thank you for the staple being removed on today, oh, God. We thank you, how they're wondering how she's able to walk, oh, God, so quickly. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. Oh, God, just showing yourself. You're showing yourself, oh, God, in this situation, oh, God. Just standing up in the situation. Your glory is being revealed, oh, God, even in this. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. For puzzling, oh, God, the hearts and the minds of the doctors. Hallelujah. Oh, God, as I told her today, a great report. That's a great report. Hallelujah. To show who you are, God. You're God, and besides you, there is no other. There's no other. There is no other. Hallelujah. I can't find nobody, hallelujah, like you, God. I can't find nobody that loves me the way you do, God. We can't find anybody we serve. Hallelujah. Everybody else has let us down but you. God, we love you. We honor you. We respect you, oh God. We reverence you, oh God. You're holy. You're holy. You're holy. Yes, you are, God. You're real. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Lord, bless us, oh God. Hallelujah. Even as we continue, oh God, in the spirit of prayer, continue to bless the ministry of new creation, oh God. Hallelujah. Continue to bless your people one by one and name by name. In the name of Jesus, I ask all of these things. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory be to God.
Yes, God.
Praise you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Jesus.
The Evangelist Page, are you on the line tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Let the Lord lead you, but it's in my spirit to pray for restoration of family and to pray for churches. If you can include that in your prayer tonight, the restoration of families and churches, the corporate church. Just let the Lord lead you, though. Is there anyone else from the New Creation Church family on the line?
Hello? Hallelujah.
Anyone else from New Creation on the line?
Sister Nicole.
Amen. And Sister Nicole, if you can follow Evangelist Elizabeth, just about young people, and let the Lord lead you as well.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come and thank you, O God, for just another day, O God, and another time, O God, that you have set aside and blessed us to come together, O God, in your name. O God, giving you all the glory and all the honor. Father, I just thank you right now, O God, that you have blessed us to come to this day, the day that we've never seen before, and you brought us to this very hour. And Lord, we just thank you, O God, that you have brought us together, that we would just lift your name in praise. Lift your name, O God, for those that have needs today, O God. And, O God, we thank you and we give you all the glory. Lord, we give you all the honor. You're worthy of all praises, O God. Lord, we just thank you, O God, for all your many blessings. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Lord, we thank you, O God, for just knowing that you are God and besides you there is none other. Lord, we thank you to know that we can come to you, O God, when we can go to no one else, O God. Knowing that you are a mighty God, a God that can do all things and that know all things. Father God, tonight as we come down, Lord God, lifting up your name, O God, and lifting up your people before you, O God. Lord, right now, come lifting up families before you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, look on those, O God, whose hearts are heavy, Lord God. Look on those who are discouraged, O God. Look on those, O God, that are weak in the spirit, O God. Strengthen them, O God. Let them to know, O God, that you have all power, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, with tears, Lord, we ask you to wipe away the tears. And where there's discouragement, O God, with those that don't know you and a part of their sin, O God, Lord, we ask you to just let your word go forth to acknowledge them, O God, to know that you have all power. Lord, we ask you to just bless and save, O God, those that have walked away, those that have discouraged, O God, those that feel that there's no hope, O God, in the name of Jesus, those that have received bad news today, O God, and they want to give up, O God, we ask you to strengthen them, O God, and as they look to the hill, O God, let them to feel your very presence, O God. Look on those that have traveled, O God, looking for jobs and looking for places, O God, to reside in, and will give up hope, and those that are looking, O God, for places to live, O God, and where their homes are falling apart, and where their families, oh God, have been scattered apart, oh God. We ask you to mend those homes tonight, oh God. We ask you to let your love, oh God, for each and every one in the family, Lord, come together and mend them, oh God. Let them to know that you are a God that is able to do all things, oh Lord. Lord, we ask you to just let that love, oh God, that surpasses all understanding. Lord, let your love be enforced, oh God, in the family, Lord. Look on that man and that woman, oh God. Look on the children, oh God. Lord, let that home be a sacred place to know that they come there, Lord God, together, knowing that they can find refuge and where prayer is going on and where those have been encouraged, oh God, to know that you can do all things. Lord, just head, Lord, that you can, oh God, wipe away the tears, and Lord, that you can give hope to those that have given up hope, oh God, in the name of Jesus, those whose hearts are broken, oh God, those that have saddened spirit, oh God, those that are mourning today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to just encourage their hearts, oh God, encourage, oh God, that walk to and fro, Lord, with their head hung down, not knowing which way to go, Lord, not know which way to turn, Lord, and who to turn to, oh God. But, Lord, let somebody come, Lord, and give them a hope of you, Lord, and to give them encouragement, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to just bless today like you've never blessed before. Let the home be the place where all the strength and love that you have given man and woman, oh God, that they will forth, oh God, into the world, Lord God, and that they will be strong enough, oh God, to know that they can walk among those that will not be able to trip to them, oh God. Move away the stumbling blocks, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Encourage their hearts, Lord. Encourage them, Lord, to encourage others, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to look on those today, oh God, that have to go to the courtroom, oh God, and seeking help, oh God, and hoping that you will open up a door for them, oh God. Lord, those that have given up, Lord God, but we know that your word let us know, and we have witnessed, Lord God, that you are a lawyer in the courtroom, and that you are a doctor in the sick room, and that you are able, oh God, to move, oh God, when there's no other way out, oh God, that you are the way and the truth, and you are the light, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to look on your people everywhere, Lord. Lord, let us not forsake those, oh God, that have come, Lord, looking for a way and looking for courage, oh God. Look on those who receive bad news, oh God, today. Those that bodies are back with pain, and those have been received, oh God, the things that are going on in their body that the doctors say is there's no hope and that there's not a healing. But we know that you are a God that is able to heal. You're a God that you know that you can take that cancer, oh God, and you can turn it around, oh God. You are able to move in those situations. And Lord, encourage the one that received the news yesterday, oh God, to say that the cancer is there, oh God. But as your word said, oh God, man said, you have the last say, oh God. You have the last say, Lord God. You are able, oh God, to encourage. You are able to heal, oh God. And Lord, to just touch, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, as we come, Lord, those that are calling on your name, Lord, coming together in your house of worship, Lord. Lord, we ask you to just build up the houses of worship, Lord. Your men and women, oh God, that stand in the gap for your people, Lord. We ask you to strengthen them, oh God. Strengthen those that are there, oh God, the angels of the church, Lord, as they come in, Lord God, to give them the courage and the wisdom and the knowledge of build up those that are weak, oh God, and let them to come in, oh God, lead them to know that your word have touched their hearts and have made a difference in their lives, oh God. And as the word is preached, oh God, and taught to your people, oh God, we ask you to let it just be an encouragement and let it just stay in our hearts, oh God. Lord, we ask you to the churches, oh God, there's so many, oh God, that are not that place where that are searching for a place, that are looking for love, Lord, that are looking for the true word to go forth, Lord, that are coming in, oh God, seeking your face, Lord God, for deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to just move by your mighty power, Lord. You have all power. And Lord, we ask you to just continue to move, Lord, not in just one area, Lord, but go throughout the world, Lord God, where the word is going forth, Lord. And we ask you to just touch every life, Lord.
Yes.
Touch
yes.
every heart, Lord. Thanks. Lord, you love your people everywhere, no matter what their circumstances are, no matter what the condition is, Lord God. Lord, your love is stronger than any hatred and anyone that is trying to turn those away from those that you love. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for those that are coming forth, Lord, and saying that they need someone to encourage them, Lord. The ones that turn aside and cast aside, Lord. There are those that want to talk to someone, Lord. Lead them to somebody that will be able to encourage them, Lord, to lift them up, Lord, to encourage them and to give them hope, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to just let them to know that there is a way out, oh God, and that you are the way, and you are the light, Lord. You will open up a way for them, oh God, where doors have been slammed in their faces, when they have been turned away, Lord, that you are able to just stand in the gap for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for those that are prayers that are going forth, Lord, for those that need you, those that are not in the church, those that are going to and fro, not knowing which way to go. Look on those that are in trouble tonight, Lord, and they don't know where to go, Lord. We walk the street, Lord, and, oh, God, they have nowhere to go. Look on those that are seeking a place, Lord, to come, Lord, for refuge, oh, God. Those that are ashamed, they feel that there's no hope and that they don't want anyone to know where they're coming from and the trouble that they're in and the problem that they have. But, Lord, let them to open up, oh, God. Send someone, Lord, to relieve their burden, Lord, to open up their broken heart, Lord, to just open up their minds and let them know that there is a way out, Lord, and continue to those people, Lord, that are going to and fro, Lord. There's some tonight that do not have food and no light, Lord, that they just feel like all is gone, Lord. But send somebody, put the burden on our heart, Lord, to reach out for those, oh, God, that are in need. And those that have, Lord God. They feel that they don't have enough to share, Lord. But let us have a heart that reach out for one another, Lord, to help each other, Lord God, to open up, Lord, to just comfort one another. Lord, we thank you tonight that you know all about the problem, Lord. You know about those that are seeking you, oh God. And there are some, oh God, that are closed in and have nowhere to go, Lord. I lift up those that have lost their sight tonight, Lord. Those that are just able to get out, Lord. Those that are out there can't see. And, oh God, the support group that I'm in, oh God, I'm in three of them, Lord. I ask you to just look on those people, Lord. They don't know which way to go. Some of them need to be confident. Some of them have courage. Some of them are very strong, and some are so extremely weak, Lord. They cannot adjust to the problem that they have, oh God. Lord, I ask you to just encourage their heart. And Lord, let me say a word, or let us say words to each other that would encourage one another, Lord, to let us know that we might see in darkness, oh God, but you are the light, oh God, and that you are able, oh God, to move in any situation. And Lord, look on those that are disabled, Lord, can't get to where they want to go, Lord, and that is that want to go to the house of worship, oh God. Open up a way for them to come in, be able to hear the word, oh God, going forth from the men and women of God. Lord, we thank you tonight that you have set us in a place, Lord, that is there to open up in the community, Lord. Send them in, Lord. They're out there. Some of them are rejected, Lord. Some of them are afraid to come in. They are just want to just come in, but they just have that feeling of fear. Lord, but let someone come and encourage them, Lord. Lord, For the new creation church, Lord God, where there's love, where there's compassion, oh God. Lord, send them in. They are looking for people that can come in, to come with the people that are there, that are understanding, oh God. Send them in, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and then set up the churches everywhere, Lord, that go in and let the word go forth, Lord God, with the power that you will have them to preach, oh God, your word, and let it go forth, Lord God, from your Holy Spirit. Let it be able to move, oh God, according to your word, oh God, not our word, not their word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you today, Lord. Yes, on those, oh God, today that have called and have no hope, oh God. And then, Lord, not just for this country, Lord, but you say you are the God. You love all people. You are loving those that have turned their back on you, Lord, those that have been disappointed, seeking you for things that you didn't come through as far as they are concerned, Lord. They have just felt that you have not heard their cry, oh God. But let them to know that you know all about their condition. You know all about their trouble. You know all about their heartbreaks and their disappointments, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, Lord, we lift up your houses of prayer, oh God, for all people. Lord, we ask you to keep them, oh God. And then, Lord, the homes. Lord, we ask you to just bind those homes together, Lord. Send the children back in, oh God, that have walked out, oh God, into a world out there, Lord, that is not compassionate, into the drugs, Lord. Bring them back in, Lord. Let them to know where the home is, Lord. Let the home be based on your love and your compassion, Lord, and to be able to bring them into the house, oh God, that we can have refuge, oh God, and love, oh God, and be able to grow in you, oh God. Lord, I know you're waiting, and they are waiting, oh God. We're praying, we're lifting them up to you, oh God. Out in the street, Lord, bring them in. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. We praise you tonight, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Sister Nicole.
Thank you, God. Lord, I thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, giving us this air that we breathe, oh God, the full activity of our limbs, oh God, this voice to speak your gospel, oh God. Lord, I come to you with a heart of appreciation on today, oh God. I thank you for giving us this opportunity, oh God, to have another heart to heart with you, God, to send our cares up to you, oh God, our main concerns, oh God, the things that are weighing on our hearts, oh God. Lord, we thank you for lending another ear, oh God, to hear our cry on tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the freedom to worship you, oh God, the freedom to speak to you, oh God, wherever we may be, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank you for the opportunity, oh God, to even speak of your good news, oh God, even on the workplace, oh God. Hallelujah. And we express to the people we come in contact with, oh God, of how good you are, oh God, and how much you're able, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank you for the patients that come, oh God, and tell us about the churches they go to, oh God, and where they worship, oh God, and how they know that you can do everything exceedingly and abundantly more than they've ever asked for, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank you for the woman that came in today, oh God, who said Jesus is her husband, oh God, and for that she needs nobody else, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank you for even that reminding me, oh God, who I belong to, oh God, despite of the secular environment that I'm in day after day, oh God. Hallelujah. Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, I realize who I belong to, oh God, and who has my best interest at heart, oh God, despite of everything that I may be seeing, oh God, and feeling, oh God. I thank you for being a comforter, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank you for being there for my family, oh God, in their time of mourning, oh God. I ask you for men. Continue to keep them, oh God. Bring up their spirits, oh God. Holding your heart, holding their hearts in your hand, oh God. Hallelujah. As they deal, oh God, with the loss of a loved one, oh God. I thank you for reminding us, oh God, who's always there in the middle of the night, oh God. Reminding us who's always there that we can call on, oh God. Hallelujah. Who are sure to lean, oh God. Somebody that's there to wipe each and every tear, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, for being a comforter, oh God, a provider, oh God, a protector, oh God, during our vulnerable state, oh God. Hallelujah. And the devil may try to set in depression, oh God, or bind up the attack of the enemy, oh God, over my family, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, for binding up each and every attack, oh God, that may come my way, oh God, during this week, oh God. Hallelujah. I bless your name even now, oh God, as we go forth arranging, making funeral arrangements, oh God, just keeping the minds of your people, oh God. Lord, I thank you, oh God, that even my uncle said he has God, oh God, even going through the transition of his son, oh God. Lord, I thank you for just reminding us how great you are in each and every situation, oh God, being good even on a bad day, oh God. Lord, I thank you, oh God. I bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank you for your young people, oh God. Hallelujah. Who reverence you even at a young age, oh God. Hallelujah. The young people that come in contact with us daily, oh God. Hallelujah. I pray for Sister Chloe, Sister Kayla, Marcus, oh God. Hallelujah. Calvin, oh God, who's even showing a greater interest in each and every service he comes to, oh God. Hallelujah. I'm noticing his greater interest in you, oh God. Hallelujah. I ask that you continue to keep that young man, oh God. Hallelujah. Teach him how to be a man of integrity, oh God, a man of valor, oh God. Hallelujah. Show him how to be a leader, oh God, and never a follower, oh God. Hallelujah. A lender and not a borrower, oh God. Hallelujah. Show him the opportunities that grow as he grows in you, oh God. Hallelujah. Teach your young people that it's okay to say that they love the Lord and say that they're living for you, oh God. Hallelujah. I bind up the spirit of peer pressure, oh God.
Jesus.
The spirit of influence, oh God. That's not like you, God. It's so hard trying to be a young person that's following Jesus in this day, oh God. But show us that it's okay to walk like you and nobody else, oh God. It's okay to feel like you are different, oh God. It's okay to feel like we are standing alone, but if we're standing by Jesus, it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. We bind up every attack of the enemy that's going to cause your young people to lose focus in school, oh God. Hallelujah. Keep them focused, oh God. Keep their minds, oh God, as they try to bring up their grades, oh God. Sustain the good grades that they already have that you already blessed them with, oh God. Your young people have a great opportunity to be leaders in this day, oh God. So keep their minds, oh God. Keep their hearts, oh God. Hallelujah. As they go through, feel like they may be inadequate or not good enough or not look like the rest or not feel like the rest, oh God. It's okay to be set apart, oh God. Show them that it's okay to be different. It's okay to lead by example, oh God. It's okay to be an influence to your people, to their friends, oh God, if they're spreading the gospel, oh God. Teach them that it's okay to know Jesus. Teach them that it's okay to follow you, oh God. Teach them that it's okay to not want to go to the parties and not be like the others or drink like everybody else, oh God. Teach them that it's okay to read their word when everybody else is out and about, oh God. But teach them how to have a good life, a balanced life, oh God. Teach them that it's still okay to have fun, oh God. Hallelujah. Don't allow the pressures of the world to weigh on them so much, oh God. Protect them and shield them, oh God, from the things that are not like you, oh God. Walking to and from school, oh God, we thank you for the protection, oh God. Covering them in your blood from the eyes of the enemy that may be weighing on them, being just seen and unseen day after day, oh God. Even ask for the keeping the minds of the teachers, oh God, even as they go through inadequate supplies at the schools, oh God, when they feel like it's not enough, oh God. Just
encourage their spirits, oh God, as their passion is to enrich the minds of your young people, oh God. We pray for the patience of the teachers and the parents, all those who come together to good of your young people and allowing them to grow as adults, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for those who are about to graduate, oh God. We thank you for the graduates, oh God, who are making their transition to the next level, oh God, to the next school, oh God. Build up their confidence, oh God, as they're going to begin to meet new people, oh God. Build up their confidence that they may not know people, oh God, but just build them up, oh God, letting them know that it's okay and that they got that you got them through this and that you're going to get them through that, oh God, hallelujah. Just show them that you're always there, oh God, even at this young age, oh God. Show them that you're always at a call on, oh God, even if they may feel like they don't know how to pray or what to say, oh God. Just show them that you're just a friend that they've always been looking for, oh God.
Yes, yes.
A friend that they always needed, oh God, even when people may have turned their backs on them, oh God. Show them that you're always there, oh God, and that it's okay to speak to you and call on you, whether it's fear of failing a test, oh God, or a friend that walked away, oh God. Just continue to remind us who you are in us, oh God.
Yes,
Lord, we just thank you, God. We thank you so much for being each and everything that we've wanted, oh God. Standing in the gap for each and everything that we're missing, oh God. Hallelujah. Blessing us with the desires of our hearts on today, oh God. Even me, oh God, as I venture off into new things that I'm yearning for, oh God. Thank you for the direction that you're taking me in, oh God. Show me that I can trust you, oh God, in each and everything that I may not be sure of, oh God. Increase even my faith on today, oh God. Hallelujah. Show even me how to be a leader to you, young people, oh God, hallelujah, as I build up myself in you, oh God, as I reconnect with you each and every day, oh God, hallelujah, even when I don't feel like doing my best or feel like my best, oh God, you show me that you're better than the rest and you're better than what I'm seeing, oh God, the best is yet to come, hallelujah, the man of God preached, oh God, the best is yet to come, and we believe it even on today, oh God, even on a Tuesday as we dwell in our homes, oh God, giving you the praise through prayer, oh God, giving you our worship, oh God, through prayer. We believe what you said, oh God. We believe that your word will not come back to us void, oh God. Hallelujah. So I thank you for the prayers of the righteous availing much on today. I thank you for even my spirit man being lifted up on this phone line, oh God. Hallelujah. I pray for peace dwelling over each and every household that's represented tonight. Hallelujah. Let it dwell through each and every door, each and every room, oh God. Let your spirit flow throughout the place, oh God. Hallelujah. Let this phone call and the prayers that were lifted up and the way we feel right now, let us follow us throughout the week, oh God, for Bible study, oh God, as we enrich ourselves in your word, oh God, even in that manner, oh God. Let it follow us through day in and day out, oh God, even as incidents may come later on in the week, oh God. Remind us of this moment here, oh God, where you met us on the phone line, oh God, and where you're going to meet us where tomorrow, oh God, stepping into our future, oh God, and paving the way for our victory, oh God. Lord, I just thank you, oh God, for the things that we don't have yet to see, oh God, for the miracles that are yet to come, oh God. So right now, I thank you for who you are, oh God, not just for what you've done, oh God, but for what you're capable of. Hallelujah. So as we embark on our future endeavors, oh God, here at New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God, Lord, we thank you for the opportunities, the doors that are preparing to open, oh God, the people that are going to flood the gates, hallelujah, the men that are yet to come, oh God, the ministries that are yet being built, oh God, we just ask that you keep us in mind of always keeping you first in these new things that you're opening up, oh God. Let us not get too ahead of ourselves if we don't consult you first in each and every decision that's made in our lives, oh God. Remind us the steps in which you're taking us in, oh God. Hallelujah. Keep us humble, oh God. Keep us sensitive to your spirit, oh God. Keep us discerning, oh God, as we venture into new places and new areas, oh God, that we're unfamiliar with, oh God. Teach us that we know you and that you will never lead us astray. Hallelujah. Keep us to stay in your spirit, oh God, as much as we can. Hallelujah. Knowing that it's you who will point us in the right direction, oh God. Hallelujah. Show us that the door is something that you're opening, oh God. And that's something that's taken us in the wrong direction, oh God. Hallelujah. Allow us to be patient of the things that have not yet come, oh God, that is weighing on our desires, oh God. Teach us to be patient, oh God, knowing that as soon as it comes, it doesn't take long for you to work, oh God. Hallelujah. But while the process is yet going through, oh God, increase our patience in you, oh God. Hallelujah. Allow us to refer back to our word, oh God, as we wait, oh God. Hallelujah. But in my waiting, oh God, I'll trust you, God. I'll continue to walk for you. I'll continue to live for you, God.
Lord.
And I thank you, God, for what you've already done in our lives. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Continue to shield our anointings, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the gifts that are yet coming, oh God. Hallelujah. The people that you're going to yet allow us to meet, oh God, and minister to. But in all things, we ask that you continue to work on us, oh God, and minister our spirits, oh God, and keep us kept, oh God. We thank you for keeping us this far, oh God. So keep us, oh God, in all things that are yet to come, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the healing, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the reports that have come, oh God. Even as other trials have may have set in, oh God, we thank you for promising us that you're going to get us by regardless of what others may say or think, oh God. We know that what you say goes, oh God, and we believe in what you say and what you're going to do. Hallelujah. In our near future, oh God. Well, I thank you for this prayer line on tonight. I thank you for everybody that's on the call, oh God, representing those that could not call in, oh God, that didn't have the strength to speak on their own behalf, oh God. Well, we thank you for the intercessors that have pressed their way, oh God, that have made a sacrifice of time to pray unto you, God. Hallelujah. We bless you in all these things. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We praise you tonight. We magnify your name.
God, hallelujah.
Worthy, Father, to be praised tonight. We glorify you. Hallelujah.
God, hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Father. We magnify your name and we glorify you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you're so worthy, Lord.
God,
you're so worthy of our praise.
Hallelujah.
We lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, God, hallelujah.
Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord. Glory be to God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I feel Lord. I feel the Lord. Well, as we get this prayer to a conclusion and a close, people will listen to the archives and pray for them right now.
Hallelujah.
As they click on at a later date. As they click on at a later hour, we pray, Lord, that you minister even through those who have who have stood, Father God, on your word, those who you have called in this hour in their lifetime to pray without ceasing. Lord, we thank you for their faithfulness, those who are part of New Creation Church. We thank you. You give them a special blessing in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And, Lord, those who will click on and come and needing the word for prayer to penetrate their ear gate in spite of what they're facing today. So we thank you that you be with them, and we thank you that your word continue to have power, even as you minister to us tonight.
Yeah.
So many represented on this line, so many families represented on this line. So, Lord, we thank you that the remnant that you have called, Lord, that we still have our oil burned and trimmed.
Yes,
absolutely. And bright. In spite of the warfare.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, through modern technology and the means that you've given us, that we came from one accord and lifted up your name.
Yes, God.
I hear God saying he's pleased, new creation.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
And
I appreciate each and every one of you. May God be with you as we go down from this mountaintop experience. Those of you who are on the line who are not part of New Creation Church, even those of you who are, we will be in position at our site, our church location, 87 First Street, tomorrow night for our hour of power. Midweek service, 7:30 p.m. We will be starting. So those of you who will come, we thank God for you. God is going to continue to move tomorrow night.
Hallelujah.
So go in peace and serve God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you all.
God bless everyone. Good night.